Bacon. I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody.
Use Somebody at Radio X 733. Now, we're closing the lines in 12 minutes for today's 20 seconds to 20K. You could win £20,000, or you could win a mug with 20 seconds to 0K on it if you fail. And between the mug and the 20,000, you could win £1,000, £2,000, £5,000, and £10,000. And if you got all five right, it's 20 grand in your bank account from us with love. There is a qualifying question. 20 years ago, the film Wedding Crashers was released featuring two best friends played by Vince Vaughn and which actor? If you want to play, text the word play followed by your answer to that question. Wedding Crashers, Vince Vaughn and which was the other actor that played his best friend? Text the word play followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines in 11 minutes at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All of the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk.
Lovely.
If you get on the air today and you get the first song right before the clock hits zero, I'll give you £1,000. Beautiful. Beautiful. No one's done, I don't think anyone's done it yet, have they, this time on this season?
What?
Where they've
phantom.
Gone, oh, I'll have that. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, not yet.
And people have done it before. You don't want to play on? No. That'll do me.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. £1,000. Thanks. Like yesterday, Robin, she was almost apologetic that she was taking the 2,000. And I'm like, no, yeah. I'd rather you win than not win. It's not my money. I don't care. So text in, you text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Come on the air, play the game. And who knows what you might win. Might be a mug. But it might be money.
Robin will have that in her account already.
Yep.
$2,000.
Lovely.
There you go. And it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of crack, isn't it? Yeah. Like Robin's crack, whose birthday it is today. Not Robin, who won on the game yesterday. Our engineer, Robin. Yeah. Can't stress that enough, actually.
We get letters.
And good luck.
And the letters all have eyes.
Just in case you're missing Dominic's voice.
This is my letters feature.
It's his letters feature.
That's a lunchbox.
No, it's not. What are you?
I'm a bendy woman.
Lovely. There you go. That's Dominic Payne.
Oh. I saw his little voice, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, sorry about this. You've got my voice instead. Dom's not here, so I'm
lovely voice.
Oh, it's now.
It is. It's a lovely voice. Reminds me of how the other half live.
Thank you.
That's a compliment.
Which reminds me, you should come down our way soon again, even though you don't like it.
Oh, no. Do I have to cross the river?
You do.
No, thank you.
You should come to mine.
Do I have to cross the river?
No.
Okay. Do I have to go to yours?
Yeah.
Then no.
Not too far away. I'll probably walk.
Hey. Pause this a second. Do you... No, do you know, I'll ask. Did we ever say it on the air? I think we did.
Go on.
Do you still live near the man who dressed as Tina Turner and sung whilst he was walking down the street?
I quite live nearish.
Yeah.
He came back recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
He moved.
And did it again?
Out. Yeah.
Love that.
A little reprise. Reprise.
Reprise.
Reprise.
Anyway, what we got?
So, we've got a box that's been sent in from Proper.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I talked about this last week.
Ah. So, they say, hi, Dom. Thanks for the mention on your letters feature.
It was me. Cheeky gits, it was me.
It's not targeted.
Oh, dear. But they have sent these in to you. We thought you and Chris might like to try our new cheese lentil chips.
Right. Now, whoever the PR person for these people are...
Smashed it.
You get, like, 1 out of 10, but that's about it. I hate cheese. Thanks for paying attention.
It says to try our new... It says all the cheese lentil chips and our mature cheddar popcorn.
Oh, is it just... Is that all they've said?
No, there's other stuff.
Might be mild.
So I said the other day...
Salt and vinegar.
So Proper is the name of the company. They do popcorn and they do these chips, right? As in, like, they're like lentil chips. They're like crisps, but they're lentils, right? And I know that sounds gross. Lentil chips, but trust me, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tiff got the barbecue flavour thing ones the other day. Oh.
Are they lovely?
And then she got the sour cream and chive, whatever it is. I ate the whole packet, big packet.
Good news.
Felt guilty and then ordered about 8 bags of these to be delivered.
Right.
Oh, the barbecue lentil chips are amazing.
Are they lovely?
I won't try the cheese ones on account of, I don't like cheese, so I probably won't like them.
Or the mature cheddar popcorn.
No.
It's got some mozzarella in. You don't mind mozzarella?
Yeah, but does it have... It says it's called all the cheese.
It's got Gouda.
What?
Cheddar.
It's got what?
Gouda.
Gouda, right. Didn't Han Solo kill him in the cantina bar?
Spoiler. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And what other flavours have we got?
Salt vinegar.
Very good.
Sour cream.
Very good.
More. Oh, another cheese one, mature cheddar.
Blah.
Another old cheese one.
Blah.
Sea salt.
Oh, lovely. Is that it?
That's it.
Is there a smaller packet in there? It's a chai.
No, just that.
What about that one, the sour cream one?
Sour cream.
Open either or of those and try them.
Are they moorish?
What?
Are they, like, a healthy version? Are they?
Would you like Pippa to open the packet for you, James?
I try to do it with the pop thing.
You right there, James?
I'm doing a dom.
He literally can't open the packet.
No, I can't.
It's a packet of crisps.
All right. Go in. Knock yourselves out. What flavour are these?
Salt vinegar. No.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Right. These are your lentil chips. Lentil crisps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're lovely.
Oh, yeah. Proper.
Proper.
Yeah,
proper
see?
Lovely.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Mm. Right, sorry. Moving on. I should do the food ones last so we're not masticating. Hi, Dom, Cricker,
hello,
Cricker.
Boss.
Dom, Chris, Pippa, James, Captain Crapbeard. First time emailing in. My family and I listen to the show every morning and we absolutely love it. My daughter, Mabel, who is also a massive fan, will be turning 9 on Wednesday, the 9th of April.
Oh, look at you.
Today.
We don't often do birthdays, but this is special because it's Mabel and she's 9. She especially enjoys all the fart sound effects, what 9-year-old doesn't, and at Christmas time she can't get enough of Dominic the donkey. It's on repeat in our house.
Oh.
It says a chance of giving her a birthday shout out. It would make her day.
No.
Be over the moon.
What's her name?
She's called Mabel and that's from Amy in Kent. Oh, sorry, you're gone.
No.
Childish. Oh, happy birthday, Mabel.
That was just for you, Mabel.
Right, last one just before we go. Actually, we've run out of time, haven't we? Yeah. Oh, run out of time. I'll set the That's the fart timer. I'll save this for tomorrow.
You can do it now if you want.
Right, it's 41. We'll save it for tomorrow.
We've got to do any of the ads.
Huh?
We've got to do the ads.
Got to do the ads.
James has got to do the ads.
Got to do the ads, and then we've got to close the lines.
Got to do the ads, innit?
Do the ads.
Got to do the ads, innit?
Fart alarm.
Sorry about that. Oh, that means it's time for the ads. If you'd like to send anything to Dominic Byrne, he's back on Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
Feel free to send something in, anything you like. And here is Reese Witherspoon with our address.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, London.
Oh, what a voice.
WC2H7LA. Woo!
It's Reese Witherspoon singing our address.
The Chris Moyle Show.
7:42.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
It's time to think about your next holiday.
Ow!
And the Fang Gang have the chance to send you on a trip to some amazing destination.
Radio, don't knock it off!
Honestly, I'll turn this car around. Luckily for you, your holiday will be so much better than this.
You can win a European fly drive holiday thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis.
Explore Salerno in the Amalfi Coast, Montpellier, Malta, Cyprus, and more from London Gatwick.
All this week from 4.
Win with Radio X.
And British Airways Holidays. Search BA Fly Drive and book your European fly drive now.
You've got the whole family round for Easter. And that means extra mouths, all wanting something special. So why not save a third on a whole leg of British lamb at Waitrose? Keeping everyone happy. Except your extra picky niece.
I want more chocolate.
It's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions. Offer ends 22nd of April.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
From speeding through the Smiler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train, Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
There's two sorts of alpha cockneys that I've noticed.
It's a gruff voice, Cockney. One is your voice like that.
Right, how are you doing?
Right.
But then there's the other one.
So gruff cockney,
yeah,
and then what else?
Horse cockney. Sometimes I wonder, did the horse cockneys used to be the gruff cockneys?
Of course, they must.
They got too much for it.
And they overgruffed
it.
Yeah.
West Ham were two bad ones.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays. Choose from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let me hear you scream if you want some more.
Radio X.
I'm all right, thank you. Very much, Paul. It's 7:46. Now, on the show today, we have Ed Byrne, very funny comedian. Now, whether or not Ed Byrne actually turns up to the studio, it might be Jason Byrne, because James admitted the other day that he once booked Ed Byrne on the show.
Yeah.
And when he went to reception to pick the guest up, it was Jason Byrne, and he realised, actually, he'd booked the wrong Byrne on the show.
Still a comedian, though, so...
So is it Ed or Jason today?
Ed.
Do you think Ed and Jason are friends, or do you think... Wouldn't it be great if they didn't like each other?
No, they'd be mates.
Do you know what Ed looks like?
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Does he have a beard, yes or no?
No.
Does he wear glasses, yes or no?
Yes.
Does he have blonde hair?
No.
Dark hair?
Yes.
Short or long?
Longish.
Okay.
Quite long, actually.
Okay.
How long is it?
Quite long, actually.
How long is it?
Hey, he's getting the Caledonian Sleeper here.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh,
yeah.
That's up your strata, isn't it?
It arrives kind of like any time now. I hope it's not delayed, otherwise we have problems. But, yes, he's getting the Sleeper
now
to London.
Is that exactly the same as the one down?
To Penzance.
Yes.
No, it's a different one. That's called the Night Riviera.
No, I know, but is it the same, essentially the same train?
No, different.
Different cabins.
Interiors, different cabins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to check this out.
Yeah.
I want to do that one to Cornwall or wherever it is.
Oh, it's amazing. I've done it twice now, and I absolutely love it. The first time I did it, we went for dinner. I had a gig. It was when I was doing the DJ set in Watergate Bay. Kind of coming out the tail end of lockdown.
Yeah.
So we'd been for dinner, sat outside, and then I got a taxi to the train station, got on the train, and they're so lovely on the train, and they go, this is your room, bunk, whatever you call it. So you go in, so you've got a bed, and then above it, another one that can fold out, or you just leave that pushed in against the wall, if that makes sense. And then you've got a little sink, but that's covered up, so you can use that as a table. You've got a light, you've got a phone charger, you've got a the tiniest little cupboard ever to hang a jacket up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got room under the bed, so you can put your case, your bags, whatever. So you've got your own little room. And then you get on the train, and then you get into you get your kit off, and you get into bed.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is weird. And then the train pulls out the station. And then you start to slope slightly to the left or the right when it's going around the first corner, and you just think, this is fun, but I'm never going to sleep.
Really?
And you're gone.
Ow.
You might even sleep better, I guess, with that kind of motion.
Exactly. So that was the first time. I loved it. And the woman said, just make sure you don't miss your stop, because we stop for 60 seconds and then we're off again.
Right, right.
So do you want breakfast in the morning? So you go, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want? A bacon sandwich and a cup of tea. No problem. So
bring it.
We'll bring that, 20 minutes before the stop? Is that enough for you? Yeah. Great.
Now, question.
Yeah.
Do they wake you up mid-flow, as in, you know...
I beg your pardon?
As in, you know, like, whilst you're sleeping?
I was awake.
Are you? But, like, do they wake you up? Is that a bit weird? If they knock on, you know, to wake you up, can they do that?
I mean, I guess, what, like, I don't know if you slept at a hotel and you ordered room service or breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, but it's like a wake-up call, isn't it?
I don't think they will. They might, like, knock, leave you breakfast there.
Right.
But I don't know.
Can you put a little sign on the
door? Like, this is your stop.
Yeah, but if you don't want to be woken up, then you don't order breakfast.
Right, so they won't knock on it anyway to say...
Oh, no, you're on your own.
They'll never just come in.
No, so they go, you're getting off at whatever stop, so we should be pulling in there at, I don't know, 6:15 a.m., right. Let's just say. So... Yeah, make sure you're ready to go.
And you lock your door?
Yeah.
Do you lock your door? No, I leave it wide open with a massive illuminated sign saying, come on in, help yourselves, it's first class.
But if you're going to go to Penzance, it doesn't matter.
Do you lock your door?
I was checking that the doors have locks on them. In my head, I'm thinking...
Have you ever stayed in a hotel?
Yeah.
Right.
In my head, I'm thinking for some reason on Harry Potter, where they, like, on the Hogwarts Express, and you can just slide the door open.
Yeah, but that's not a bedroom.
No. It's quite, yeah.
That's I don't know what you call it, a room in a carriage or whatever, where you've got two sofas and people are sat there and everything. It's not just a normal, it's your own room. You've been on a ferry.
I've been on a ferry, but not with rooms.
Right, okay.
A hotel room's put.
Well, if you ever do, just lock the door for me.
Okay.
In fact, as a rule of thumb, if you're ever sleeping anywhere, lock the door.
Okay.
It was great.
Anyway, Ed Byrne on later.
There's no point sitting, going crazy on my own. Do you know what I was put here in the world for? Could you tell me in three words? My brain is not damaged, but in need of some repair. Hold on to the basics, but we can change all our tactics. There's no point sitting, going crazy on your own. It's the only way. Taking it as we come, without the only one.
Isotopes Modern Way. Great song. Really good song. Playing on Radio X. So listen.
I booked Jason Byrne because I thought it was Ed Byrne. And then mixed up my comedians and then just went with it.
Well, your voice sounds deep. Yes,
it is. Probably been on the sauce the night before, hadn't he?
Maybe.
His drinking's getting out of control.
No, it's not.
What did you drink yesterday?
I didn't drink anything
yesterday.
Yeah,
you did.
I didn't.
Have a think.
Let me have a think.
Have a think.
I had a coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Half a bottle of rum. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I didn't. Half a bottle of rum. I didn't drink anything.
Yeah. Did you have a drink yesterday, Pip?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Wow.
I remember like years back when I came in to the show and I said to Dom, oh, feeling a little bit hungover. And he goes, oh, again. And I was like, oh, maybe it's time to not have so much in the week. But it's nice to not feel hungover.
I tried to not drink during the week and I'm fairly successful at it. But last night I really wanted to drink during the football.
Nearly had a wine and I did. Yeah.
Rob DJ texted me, and I know Rob DJ would have been in his bar at home with the telly on, fridge full of beer, with all the tins and bottles facing the right way. And I know as he was texting me, he had a beer on the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I could do with a drink.
And
now.
It's a lovely bar. It's such Rob's. A lovely bar, Rob's bar. It's really nicely decorated. They've done such a good job.
You've been, haven't you?
We went together.
Where were we going?
Where were we going? Because it was just you and me, wasn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Where were we going?
I think we were starting the prize dump in Leeds, were we? Or were in...
But why weren't you there?
I was in Leeds. But I don't know why I didn't go there.
Well, anyway, Rob, if you're listening, let me know. Right, 7:56. Lines are closed, obviously, for today's 20 Seconds 20K. We're going to take a break, do the news, play a song, get somebody ready to play the game. So we might be calling you any second now to get you ready to play today's 20 Seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's coming up.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
The next train departing from Platform 2 will take you to productive playlists, bonding over tea breaks, team building, and after-work socials. Oh, and for those trying the new sandwich shop at lunch, we've heard that the queue goes fast, and you really have to try the spicy halloumi wrap.
When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Rollback is back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online, including Bassa fish fillets 240 grams, was £2.60, now just £2.22.
And for recipes the whole family will love,
like my delicious cheesy peasy fish cakes, search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday. This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in Cinemas Friday.
Britain's Rail Network, helping you stay connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Radio X. News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Here's Sam Conway. Sam Conway?
I don't know who he is.
I was just about to do a really quick link then. Here's Sam Conway.
That's my long-lost twin brother.
Oh, I'm not having that. Can we edit this out?
Yeah.
I'll just do the news thing again. No one will ever know we're pre-recorded.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Simon Conway's got your news. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, a deal's been reached to build a huge Universal theme park in Bedfordshire. It'll be the company's first one in Europe, and it's hoped it'll generate tens of billions of pounds for the economy. Theme park expert Sean Sandbrook says it'll be different to anything else in the UK.
What we really don't have a lot of the time is that theming, that storytelling and immersion. And it's only Universal and Disney that are the companies that can really do that.
The resort's due to open in 2031. The Chancellor says it's a vote of confidence in Britain. Donald Trump has gone ahead with the latest stage of his import tariffs on some of America's biggest trading partners. They include an overall 104% tax on goods coming to the US from China. Stock markets across Asia have fallen again this morning. Radio X can reveal a game promoting misogyny and attacks on women is being marketed by the UK's biggest PC gaming platform. It's called No Mercy and centres around a male character encouraged to never take no for an answer. The company's Steam hasn't come back to us with a comment. Viagogo has been told off by the advertising watchdog. It claimed that more than half the events it listed had tickets selling below face value. But the regulator says that didn't include things like booking fees and other charges.
Sport.
Two stunning free kicks from Declan Rice have put Arsenal in a strong place to go through to the Champions League last four. They beat Real Madrid 3-0 in the quarterfinal first leg, and Mikel Arteta says his side produced magic moments.
We were really at it, that we had that belief and that trust that that we could create Madrid a lot of problems, but then it was the theme of the game, make
also,
it happen.
Also this morning, Leeds are back on top of the Championship following a 1-0 win at Middlesbrough. They're above Burnley on goal difference after they drew 0-0 at Derby. And Birmingham are on their way back to the Championship. They have clinched promotion from League One with a 2-1 win over Peterborough.
Darlow throws out into the path of Solomon, who chases forward to catch the ball and play in field.
Absolutely playing the wrong commentary.
Wrong game.
Totally wrong game. How did I do that?
Which bit were you trying to bring us?
I was trying to bring you the Daniel James goal from last night.
Oh, okay.
I'll find it.
Do it later.
No, I'm doing it now.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it now.
Straight ball for Junior Firpo. Now there's a runner, and it's Mana Solomon. He's picked the ball up in the penalty area, and he's crossed it in, and it's there! Leeds have scored! Slid in by Dan James. What a start for Leeds United!
There you go. Not bad, that was it.
No, very good.
Thanks very much. That was timed at 1 minute 57. So there you go.
Excellent.
We didn't bother scoring any more after that because...
So it was needed.
Well, we did. We scored two more, but the Stevie Wonder linesman said they're offside.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
So cloudy for eastern coasts, otherwise dry, warm and sunny. Again, a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
Did you say Derby are back in the Championship or Birmingham?
It's Birmingham.
Right, OK, it is Birmingham. Someone texted in saying, you said Derby. Right.
No. I said that Burnley drew with Derby.
Yes, shut your face, Jim.
That's Jim on the text.
Yeah, Jim, apologise now. Now, Jim!
Thanks.
That's Simon Conway, newsman.
This is Radio X.
from Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
We're having a party. Thanks, Simon Conway, newsman.
Thank you, Simon.
Off he goes now to sit there with his feet up in Global's newsroom, laughing at all the other people who've got to do all the work.
That's earlier than normal he's left, isn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
He normally hangs from it. Oh, I think he's got serious news stuff to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
There was an urgency in that. Oh, he needs the toilet, of course.
Captain Crabbeard has joined us in the studio.
Hey, Captain.
He's called Captain and he's called Crabbeard. Right. Looking very well today.
Good morning,
lovely,
everyone.
Lovely, nice black jumper with a black baseball cap.
Yep.
What are the jeans today?
Corduroys today.
Oh, well, wow.
Tan.
And footwear you've gone for? Oh.
Yeah.
They new?
No. But
what shoes are you wearing, sorry, Captain?
Sort of some, you know.
Like Nike slippers.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Like coordinated. Sort of suedey number.
Who was it that was saying they need new trainers? Was it you? Me. Or was it you? Was
Me.
It you?
Yeah. I need like a good like three or four new pairs to rotate because it's all I wear. But or I could just get some new laces and clean up some of the old ones, which I'll probably do as well.
We've got a guy who listens to our show who cleans trainers. That's his gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love those videos on TikTok that'll come up.
And he's texting before. He's texting a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Because what we have in the studio, this is one of those really weird, stupid things to say on the radio that no one will care about.
Right.
But there'll be a few people who are in exactly the same boat. So we've got, like, these office chairs that we sit on to do the show, and there's a footrest on them.
Yes.
But I don't rest my feet on them because I'd have to be too far back from the desk. Mm. So what I do is I dangle my feet off the footrest, but I occasionally accidentally slide my foot in between the gap where the footrest is. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I do the same, yeah.
And because of that, because these chairs are never cleaned...
Yeah.
I get black mark on my right-hand trainer.
I've got exactly the same.
In fact, right. I've just done that, and I've now just got a new mark on my trainer.
So these are my trainers. They're white. There's the black mark there from the dirty chair. And all my trainers have got the same mark.
On one shoe.
On the right-hand shoe.
Yeah.
Well, mine's now on the lid. That's fresh just then.
Oh, that's annoying.
That wasn't there.
Also, it's bizarre that they're dirty on the underneath. So it's not like it's dust or anything that's developed over time.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's underneath.
It could be.
Yeah.
Have you seen the way they clean the studio sometimes? That'll do.
But yeah, so you need...
Well, you might be listening, Mr. Sneaker Trainer Cleaning Up Man.
Is it okay to put trainers in the washing machine? I'm never quite sure.
Depending on what they are, yes. So these, what I'm wearing here...
But it doesn't damage the washing machine, I mean.
No, but you can get a trainer bag.
Trainer bag,
I've got a trainer bag. So these, I will put in the washing machine.
Will you?
These are white. These are New Balance 480s, right?
Okay.
So I will take, obviously, out to my...
Laces?
No.
Oh, no. You're little...
My orthotics.
Yeah, you wear an insole, don't you?
No, it's an orthotic.
You're special. Yeah, an insole.
No, it's an orthotic because I'm flat-footed. I'm technically disabled. Don't mock.
I'm not mocking.
Right?
It's your special
it's just
kind
an insole.
Of... Insoles, okay. Yeah.
And then you can take out your little thing, your insole.
Yeah.
And then stick it in the washing machine.
Right.
And now, if you want to leave the insole in, you can.
Yeah.
But... Don't put the insole in the dryer.
Right, because that will shrink.
Or expand, one or the other.
Right.
And then jobs are good. But what you can do is stick your trainers in the washing machine and then leave them outside to dry.
Well, yeah, because we don't have a dryer, so we do that or on radiators or... Do you put
Or underneath the radiator.
Ah.
You know, so it gets the heat, but it doesn't affect the quality of the shoe.
The glue.
Yeah.
Do you wash your trainers in the washing machine?
I've washed one pair, and it did a horrible number on them.
Now, let's have a look at those that you're wearing.
Well, not
are they a bit furry?
No, they were suede-y.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
But they were so knackered, and I try to fix them, and I sometimes wear them. And they look fine. But
so you put them in the washing machine, ruined them, and you didn't throw them away?
Yeah, I actually wore them yesterday.
Wow. And how knackered do they look?
They just feel like cardboard when you wear them.
Right, throw them away. What's wrong with you?
But they look fine.
No, you just said they don't.
No. But they're like really bitty on the inside. I know that's not the right word, but they're falling apart.
Are they comfortable?
Like, don't say that.
No, but as in, you know that like the sole on the inside is so...
Whose sole?
It's so sort of ripped away. If I showed you the inside of the shoes...
Are they comfortable?
No.
Throw them away. How many pairs of trainers do you own?
10.
Throw them away.
They're all on the way out.
I've got to be honest, Captain. I find it really hard to actually throw trainers
out. Oh, no. You need a one in, one out rule.
Oh, no.
No.
I need a tip run to get rid of stuff.
I'm telling you, if I get a new pair of trainers, I have to force myself, but I'm like, okay, a pair's got to go. But I've got a big shoe cupboard. I've got a big... flashy trainer cupboard.
It's flashy as well.
Do you not know this? Oh, it's wicked.
Is it?
God, have you ever seen it?
Do you have a photo of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But when you've got so many pairs, you rotate them and that kind of keeps them all fresh.
Yes.
I tend to just wear one or two pairs to death and then I'm stuffed.
I've had some of my pairs of trainers for years.
Me too.
I've got loads of trainers if anybody wants them, by the way. I've got loads of Converse. I don't wear my Converse anymore.
What's that? What size are you? What size feet are you?
9, 10.
Oh.
Just depends.
What are you, Captain?
I'm an 11.
Are you 11? James?
I could be a 9.
There you go.
Which is code for you're an 8. But you're not, though.
And they won't suit you because my feet are too big for your little tiny Pinocchio-sized body.
Two pairs of socks. Thank you. No problem.
No.
When shall I come round?
You're like my mum. Do you want this? We'll have that. Have you got room for that, Mum? we'll make room. No, don't take it unless you want it. Yeah. I'm trying to find you my trainer cupboard. I'll find it in a minute.
We've got a game to play as well.
Yeah.
I know we've got 20 seconds.
Hey, a man from Hot Point's been on.
Go on.
Saying you can wash them, just put some towels in with them. Thank you, Hot Point man.
That's just so it doesn't ruin your drum.
Sorry, James, we've got a game to play. We have. And Ed Byrne will be in quite soon, so yeah.
All right, God, I'll carry on. Cool your jets, castanets. Thank you. Right, 12 minutes past 8, yes, we will play 20 seconds, 20K in just a few minutes.
Radio X.
Coming up, more essential radio listening that you'd feel pretty silly to miss out on. We're short of our usual Byrne, Dominic Byrne. So we invited comedian Ed Byrne to join us in the studio shortly. Plus, we're about to call back someone with a chance to play for 20 grand in 20 seconds to 20K.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Wednesday, you great big bunch of legends.
Hey. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right, so after the Killers, we will play today's round of 20 seconds to 20K.
Another haze, another heartbreak. I'm so much older.
got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Seconds to 20k. Let's play the game. Oh yay, oh yay.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20k. Radio X.
This feature is so technically tricky to do for me, pressing all the buttons. So I've got James's mic on, Pip's mic on, my microphone on, and Captain's microphone on. So that's four different faders on the desk. And then I've got this music here, which plays in the background. That's on a fader. Then I've got a fader to play the tracks. Then I've got the different faders for the clock, the drone, the correct answer, all of that. And then I push this fader up over here on the left-hand side to speak to our caller today. And that caller is Tony. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah. I'm great. I'm good.
Good.
A bit fiddly on this competition, but you don't need to worry about that. You just need to worry about everything else.
I'm just glad that while I was waiting there, the signal got so bad, I thought, I ain't about to hear the song.
Well, don't worry. That's why part of it, we talk now to kind of relax you, make sure you can hear everything. Then we do the test track and all of that, so you'll be fine. And then if you don't know the first song, that's when you go, I can't really hear it. I can't hear it.
Use that as an excuse.
Exactly. Where do you live, Tony?
I'm from Sussex.
Oh.
Good lad.
Sussex by the sea.
No, Sussex, more inland, Hayward Teeth area.
Okay, all right, but it's a very famous piece of music, though, Sussex. By the sea, of course, doesn't matter. And is that where are you from, that area?
No, nah, from Kent, originally.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Oh, Garden of England.
You made a face, Captain.
Well, there's a rivalry between Sussex and Kent, and I'm a Sussex boy myself.
Is there?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Is it?
A bit of fun.
A little bit like Workington and Whitehaven.
It's not quite the Workington and Whitehaven.
So, because he says he was born in Kent but now lives in Sussex, do you think he might be a spy?
Could well be. What other motives do you have?
Is he going back to Kent going, oh my God, these people, they don't even have electricity.
You wouldn't believe how they
We
live.
Could take them like that. What do you do? What's your job, Tony?
I'm a piler.
A what?
A piler.
A piler. We drill holes into the ground to pull buildings with subsidence.
Oh, James.
Is that a pile driver, do you call that as well?
We met a piler yesterday as well.
We did meet a piler yesterday.
Yeah.
And he invited James onto his machine.
Pile driver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to play with the rig.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
James, do you want to go and play with Tony's rig?
I would love that.
There you are.
Dom's had a go on a pole driver before.
Yeah, Dom's played with one before and it was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helped build that hotel.
You did indeed. Do you like your job, Tony?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
Good man.
For about 15 years now.
Oh, my God. Well, good for you. And you got a family?
Yes, I've got a big family. I've got 6 kids.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Keep it in your pants, you punk.
Oh.
6 kids?
A bit late.
Right. And you've got three boys and 3 girls, haven't you?
No. Just 1 boy. The
rest
girls.
That's it. You've got 1 boy and 5 girls. You've got Charlie.
Close.
Tony.
That's me.
Bobby. Davey. What's his name again? Remind me.
What? Shana.
What?
Shana.
Shana's your boy's name.
No, Reggie. Sorry, the boy's Reggie.
Reggie, that's what I said. I said Reggie, didn't I? And then your girl's name.
That bad line again.
Yeah, don't tell me. And your girls, you've got Shana.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done.
And then the other 4. So, hello to.
Can you remember them all?
How old is the eldest? How young is the youngest?
The eldest is 17 and the youngest is 3.
3. Filthy boy. Your missus must be exhausted. Right. Lord. All she's ever known is being pregnant. Now, we're going to play this game now. How do you get on when you're just listening to it and listening to other people are playing?
I'm half decent at the bands, but the title's not so good.
Right, well, the whole game is all you got to do is just name the title.
Oops.
Yeah.
You don't even need to name the band. You get nothing if you name all 5 bands. Yeah. It's the title. So basically, you've entered a competition that you know you're not very good at.
Yeah, pretty much.
See now you set the tone. You watch now. He's going
to
win.
Out of all of the times I enter these competitions, I get through to the one that I'm least likely to.
Do you know what? You've said that now. I'm really good at the artist, Chris, but I'm not good on the titles. And on this game, all we want is the title. Now you've said it, I bet any money you end up winning.
Yeah, come on, Tony.
You watch. There'll be your 5 favourite songs. I'll be just look at the draw and away you go. All right, well, let's get into the game. So, 20 seconds, 20K. We're going to have a little practice run now just to make sure you can hear everything. So, this is just a little practice one. And I will say 20 seconds on the clock. I'll get the track ready. I'll say start the clock. And the track will play. You'll hear the track. You'll know it. You'll tell me the name of it. Once you tell me the correct title of the track, I will say stop the clock. And then that's how the game works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we have a little practice.
Yeah.
Good man. All right. Tell me the title of this track just for a practice run. Start the clock. Yeah, he's got it. Who is it? You know who it is. Come on.
Under pressure.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think you're going to be very good at this.
No, you are. Come on, Tony.
I was thinking Queen, and then yeah.
Just talk out loud as well. Just like as long as it's not a swear, but you know, because that often if you go, that's Queen, it's David Bowie. Oh, Queen, David Bowie did Under Pressure. And sometimes it just helps.
Jumps the memory, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, if we were playing the game for real, you'd have won £1,000.
True.
Yeah. Because as long as you get the first song before the clock runs out, then that's money on the table. So if I were you, I wouldn't worry about trying to get all 5 in 20 seconds. I'd just worry about getting 1 and then see how you get on.
Yeah.
Listen, that said, Tony, the first song today might be one of your favourite artists. So you might get it straight away.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Manifest it. Look, all you got to do is tell me the name of the song and we'll put £1,000 on the table and then we'll take it from there. Shall we play for real?
Yes, please.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. So, now we're playing for real exactly the same way as we just did in the practice. I'm going to say start the clock and the track will play. You're going to know the artist and then you're going to know the song, the title. You're going to tell me the name of the song. And when you tell me the correct title, I will stop the clock, okay?
Yep.
You've got to be confident. You've got to be positive. Just give me the name of this song for £1,000. Start the clock. But
not Bright Side. No.
Oh, what's that chorus? What do they sing? Fast forward to it. What do they sing?
I will wait for you. Oh. I got so quick.
Now.
It's very close.
I don't know. I need a judge's ruling because I listen to you in my headphones. And I look at the clock, so I don't hear the noise of bum, 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 or any of that. Mm. So we might have to go and check the audio. Did you say it before the clock hit zero or not? I'll tell you what, the irony is that you did pretty well wait, didn't you, son? So here's what happens, okay? Yep. I don't know if you've ever heard me say this before. So basically, when I say start the clock and I press play on the track, I immediately then hit a button on my desk and all I can hear is in my headphones is you. So I don't hear anything else. I don't hear the song. I don't hear anything. I hear you going like this. Oh, it's not so-and-so, is it? And I went, no, come on. What's the chorus? What's the chorus? And then you go, and I'm like, if you're singing at the same speed as the song, we're never going to get there because they're never going to sing it. And all of a sudden, as the clock looks to me like it's hit zero, you've gone, I will wait. So we have to go back and then we have to look at the time of the clock. We have to listen to the audio and then I get a ruling. And do you want to know what the ruling is?
Go on. You want a mug?
No, you won £1,000.
Oh, no way.
Yes, way. Yes. It was 19.7 seconds. As the wash was beginning.
Wow.
You said it.
So I've got half a second left for the next one.
Yeah.
Well, no, you've got... What was it? Was it... No, point... What was it on left?
3.
What?
0.3.
Let's do it.
So you've got 0.3.
Wow.
So it's up to you if you want to double your money.
Absolutely not.
So you're going to take your 1,000?
Yes, please.
I think you should. I think. Okay. Oh, mate, I'm sorry I had to put you through that, but I because so right. I don't hear everything that everyone else hears.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it. Wow. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Can't believe it took him almost 20 seconds to say, I will wait. And then even with the way you said it...
I'll just make a new wait.
Even the way you said it, you kind of went, I will wait.
Like, I've got to be honest with you, we'd kind of given up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's not happening. Yeah, it popped.
I think when he said bright side, we knew it was over.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Yeah. I think he said bright side, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dear. Wow.
Wow.
I tell you
there
what.
There you go.
Tony. Hey, I tell you what, you can go off and have another kid now. Well done. just celebrate. His other half's going, oh, no, he's going to be in a good mood when I get home from work today. Oh, God, not another one. Oh, blimey. Well done. Nice. Unfortunately, you don't get the mug, but you do have £1,000.
Fantastic.
Just,
thank you very much.
You just got it. So, well done. Oh, my Lord. And by the way, we'll put that in your bank today, by the way, Tony. So you got that in your account by the time you finish work.
That is amazing. Thank you very much.
It's good, isn't it? £1,000.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Share that absolutely out with all brilliant your family. That's about £17 each, whatever, with the amount of kids you've got.
We keep that quiet.
Yeah. Dad, did you win money today? Yes, I won £10. No. I won £10. That's the game. Well, listen, nice talking to you and well
done. Thank you, Chris.
Mate, you're welcome.
Brilliant.
Good win.
Thank you.
All right, speak to you later.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Cheers,
bye, mate.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Wow.
Weren't expecting that.
No. Tony just got it and walks away with £1,000.